Oregon's foster care system has had a rough couple of years with poor performance audits from the Secretary of State's office and complaints from legislators and other observers about how foster children were handled. The state could certainly use more foster parents, but that's not something everyone wants to or can do. But there are other ways people can help the state's foster kids, and a new program called My Neighbor aims to let people help. By the way, in My Neighbor, the OR is capitalized like the state abbreviation. We have two guests with us. Rebecca Jones-Gaston is the Director of Child Welfare in the Oregon Department of Human Services. Rebecca, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Ben Sand is with us as well. He is the CEO of the Contingent, formerly the Portland Leadership Council, which is the parent nonprofit involved in this partnership. Ben, welcome.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Rebecca, let's start with you. Would you sketch out the basic concept for My Neighbor here?
So I think the key is that the child welfare agency is just an agency. And in order to really have an impact on the children and families that we're serving that are helping us serve children is needing community partnership. And every child and the partnership that we have going is really a key to having some coordination across the state of people who are wanting to donate, contribute, help out foster families who are equally impacted by what's happening across the state with the pandemic, but they're also caring for our most vulnerable children and so wanting to provide supports to them. And so My Neighbor creates an opportunity for communities to come together and provide the much-needed supports that foster families are needing as they care for our kids.
Was the program already in some sort of plan form before the virus outbreak?
No, this was actually an immediate response from Every Child and Ben's team based on their long-standing relationship with us in supporting foster families and working with us to recruit families to care for children in need of stable homes. But this was something that just quickly evolved based on feedback that families were sharing with the department as well as with Every Child around their needs and caring for the children.
And what are some of the greatest needs you're seeing right now, Rebecca?
I mean, families are faced with situations as far as supplies. So all of the supplies that are not on the shelves in stores, our foster families also have the challenge in accessing those important things such as food, diapers, materials for children to do crafts and learning, continuing learning while the schools are closed, being able to have access to equipment to do online connections. So we've moved as a department to minimizing face-to-face visits right now. And that means that we need to be able to virtually connect people, and Every Child is helping us do that.
I can't imagine what's been happening with foster care placements right now. I mean, what has happened to that whole situation while we've got society basically on a stay-home, stay-safe order?
Yeah, so our foster placements continue to go down, and that was happening prior to the pandemic. The concern that we have at the department is that all of the mandatory reporters that were our partners out in the field that had eyes on kids every day and would call us when they were concerned about the well-being of a child, they're not seeing the kids anymore. And so we're really reliant on community partners and community members and partners, much like Every Child, to be able to help support children and families absent some of the other social constructs that existed.
So situations that would normally involve intervention and potential placement of foster children are being observed less, but they're also being observed less.
Yes, that is exactly right. And so we have some concerns about what is going on with children and being able to ensure that they're safe because we don't have the ongoing access to the general public for children. But we want to make sure that children and families have what they need so that they are able to appropriately care for their children.
We're talking
about includes foster children. Yeah, sorry.
We're talking about the program My Neighbor, newly created in the state of Oregon to help connect foster families with needs, and many of them have those needs, with people who have things they can give to help the situation. The program is a melding of the Oregon Department of Human Services with the program Every Child, which is a subsidiary of the Contingent based in Portland. We have Ben Sand from the Contingent with us and Rebecca Jones-Gaston from DHS. She's the Child Welfare Director. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3770. With your phone call questions, you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Ben Sand, I would think these are times and situations that would trouble even the most well-adjusted families.
You know, I think everyone is asking big questions about what's happening now, and I think we all maybe assume that there was stability and sustainability, and no matter who you are, I think everyone's feeling a bit rattled, and it also is a beautiful moment in the midst of some of these big questions and insecurities for neighbors to step up and care for one another.
So tell us about your organization. The Contingent is the former Portland Leadership Foundation, and Every Child is a program within that. Is that how it works?
That's right. Yeah, we're a venture operating foundation. So that means we make investments in nonprofit startup ideas. So we have a portfolio of initiatives. Over 10 different initiatives that meet a wide range of needs. Our largest and most robust initiative and partnership is with the Department of Human Services, which for us is really just thrilling to have the opportunity to work with DHS to mobilize community, to walk alongside DHS to provide volunteers and foster families for the agency. We've been doing that now for almost 5 years. And in 2019, in partnership with Rebecca and her team, we stepped into, you know, a significant role, which is to oversee the recruitment of foster families for all 36 counties for general applicant foster families, which are non-relative families that work with DHS. And so we walk hand in hand every day with the agency, and the we in this case is about 10,000 Oregonians that have stepped up and said, "I'm in."
There was a really robust effort to recruit foster parents already. Have you added to that since the Contingent took it over?
Yeah, we've one of the things that's been so amazing about the leadership at DHS is Rebecca and Farrah Borth, the DHS director, have been committed to asking big questions about innovation and what does that look like. And so when we stepped in Every Child and began recruiting foster parents, we imagined how we would take all of the success that DHS had and build upon that by way of leveraging a new way of thinking about marketing using Facebook and Instagram and Google AdWords and banner ads on websites. And we've built a robust partnership with Microsoft as we think about collecting meta community data is what we call it, where we're moving community members down a process or a journey of engagement with the agency over time. And we're seeing a record number of foster families or families inquire to become foster families, which in this moment is what gave us so much confidence to build upon all of our previous efforts to quickly launch this new effort called My Neighbor.
Which I'm certainly driving toward getting more information about My Neighbor. I want to cover a little more about the recruiting part. And Rebecca, I just wanted to ask, before the stay home guidelines, had there been any change? I mean, were you seeing, Ben had just said that there were more people inquiring. Were there more people actually going past inquiring and getting into signing up papers to become foster parents?
Yeah, we actually had this past year more foster families joining our team than leaving our team. For the first time in a long time. And so that is exciting momentum to build on.
Is it impossible or just very difficult to get people into the system and trained at this particular moment?
So I don't believe anything is impossible. And so I think one of the things that we're doing is really stepping up how we are actually going to be able to train and certify foster families. And so that's exploring all sorts of virtual ways of how do you do the things that were required for face-to-face. We also do have continued capacity to do emergency certifications. So if a child is in need of a placement and there's a kin or KIS relative available, we are still able to move forward pretty quickly. One of the things we're using this time for is the opportunity also just to educate people around what foster care is and what it isn't and how people can really be involved. And there's a variety of ways to be involved.
Rebecca Jones-Gaston is the Director of Child Welfare for the Oregon Department of Human Services. Ben San is the CEO of The Contingent, which is the parent organization for Every Child, which is the partner with DHS in a new program called My Neighbor, which is an idea to respond to the needs of foster children and foster families at a particularly difficult time in Oregon history. You can join us on the exchange to ask questions about what the plans are, where it goes, what the help is. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So we mentioned supplies, food, kid crafts, learning. How do you connect people? Ben, why don't you take this part on?
Yeah, this it's a fascinating moment. About a week ago, our group, our team, got in a room and decided that we needed to come up with a plan to create a decentralized emergency response system. And in 5 hours, a team of people built My Neighbor. The logo and the name was built in 7 minutes. And since then, we have been sprinting as fast as possible to invite Oregonians to bring what they have forward to care for Oregon's kind of most vulnerable kids and those families that are caring for them. And in essence, what we're asking, or the premise, is we understand that there are many families that are scattered across Oregon, and what we're hoping to do is to understand what their emergency needs are. And we're building upon the conviction that there are those assets in the neighborhood. And so as we are recruiting and marketing online and using all of the available means, what we're inviting neighbors to do is to sign up on our website, to click a form, to fill out that information. And in the last 7 days, we have stood up almost 60 different, what we're calling, anchor sites. And so when a neighbor has a good, let's say it's diapers, for a family that has a need for diapers, what we're able to do is connect that need with that match and either provide transportation to pick up those diapers and transport them to the family, or to ask those folks to drop these goods and to pick up these goods at one of these anchor sites. And so starting today and this morning, we actually have launched a brand new partnership that launches this morning at 9 o'clock with an organization called Team Rubicon, which is one of the world's most elite emergency response organizations. And they are mobilizing volunteers across Oregon to be driving across all 36 counties to care for these families. So we know that if there are needs in the community, it's our conviction that this is a time for neighbors to care for neighbors. And that is what My Neighbor is all about.
So the plan was to be fully operational by 9 o'clock on Monday, March 23rd, a week ago. Has there been any transfer of goods or services thus far?
There have. In fact, I can share with you that as of this morning, we have had 733 Oregonians across 36 counties who have said, I'm willing to help. I want to help meet the need of a family. We've had 230 foster families or kids in foster care across Oregon since last Monday morning say, I have an emergency need. Altogether, we've met 130 of those emergency needs. And as the needs continue to arise, what we're seeing is this unbelievable wave of generosity where Oregonians are stepping forward. And so while we still have many needs to meet, and we'll be working all week this week to see if we can knock those out. But part of what we're building is not just a one-time thing. Last week, I was able to deliver a $100 gift card to a family that had a need for a specific food and some specific diapers. And I got a text over the weekend saying, I just spent that $100 and I was unable to get everything that I needed for the 4 kids in my house. And so My Neighbor isn't just a one time we're going to meet your need. What we're trying to do is develop an infrastructure as quick as possible to be able to create relational connection between neighbors where if a family is in need, that we're saying, we've got your back. no matter how long this crisis extends.
Now, we were talking about diapers a fair amount there. Rebecca, it seems like it's a pretty small section of foster kids who would be in diapers. So, I mean, what's the age range at which you see potentially the greatest need?
Well, I think the greatest need is stems across, right? So diapers are an easily identifiable, tangible, but we have ongoing needs for children as far as clothing, because they will continue to grow whether they are staying at home or not. And I would say it's also activities, educational activities, crafts, things for children to be engaged in a way while they are staying home and staying safe with their families. And I think just ongoing needs around being able to stay connected to their families of origin as well as their siblings if they're not together, and that requires some virtual connections.
Mm-hmm. Is there any potential for an exchange of services in addition to goods going from people who have stuff to people who don't have much?
So I think I would say yes. I think some of the challenge with that in this time is that we're asking folks to stay home and stay safe. Mm-hmm. And so the ability to do that makes it a little bit more challenging. But there's, instances where, neighbors might be helping out with childcare, so a parent can run to the grocery store kind of unimpeded by little people. But also just being able to offer respite to give a break to parents. Mm-hmm. As they find themselves home 24 hours a day now with children, and opportunities just to stay connected to community are really important.
How many foster families total across the state of Oregon now?
We have about 5,500 foster families, mm-hmm. And several of them are providing care for relatives, their nieces, their grandchildren, those sort of things, but also we continue to just have a need to grow a pool of families who are really committed to helping our most vulnerable children and being able to meet their specific needs.
And as Ben mentioned in the first few days, 733 Oregonians stepped forward to volunteer some stuff. Ben, where should people go in the seconds we have left to be able to offer their services or to ask for them?
Yeah, we're so grateful you asked. So if Oregonians are listening and they want to get involved to care for a family in their community, please go to www.everychildoregon.org/myneighbor. If you can't remember that, just Google Every Child Oregon and our website will direct you. We are so thankful for your help in this crisis.
Ben Sand from the Contingent, Rebecca Jones-Gaston from DHS, thank you both for joining us. Best of luck with everychildoregon.org/myneighbor.